Watch your back, get off of me. I told you, you don't want this. Don't make me have to repeat myself when you run the gauntlet. No ordinary defeat. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Robert Patrick James Cahill's The Bobcast. With you, as always, is Bob, live in the lounge, staring at the Ouija board. Stay tuned after today's show for more information on Bob's Reformation. What's up, everybody? I forgot my microphone, so we're going straight up old school, and I'm using the iPhone with the little microphone, you know? Oh, remember when that came out? Everybody was like, it's revolutionary. Now you don't see wires no more. Nobody's got wires dangling. I got the wires dangling here, huh? It's beautiful out, man. I've been out here 3 days in a row. And by far, today is the best day. Just got done work, right? Get in the car. I pop in the, the CD. Because usually I have my headphones, right? Lost my Beats headphones. I'm sure they'll turn up. Praise St. Anthony. But yeah, I straight up lost them. They're gone. You know, just gone. But it's all right because, you know, I realized straight up that, like, hey, how you doing? Hi, how are you? Hey, buddy. German Shepherd. Good looking dog. I remember taking photographs of the German Shepherd out there on Narcissa Road at the farm. So shocked that that dog later attacked somebody because that dog, like, straight up was very kind. Dogs can get a bad rap. You can get a bad rap, you know? You got to watch your back because you never know who's going to be talking smack. I swear to God, it's so hard sometimes to live this double life, the occupational prison and the absolute freedom I feel when I'm down here with y'all, you know? I wish I could take more with me on podcasts, you know? I wish I could take, like, you know, I wish I had, like, a tree house out here somewhere, you know? Like a place that I could hike to in the middle of the woods and then do the podcast there, perhaps, you know? You know what? Maybe I could do that. There has been like a bunch of like tree, like canopy style teepees out here, you know? So maybe I can get involved with that, you know? Maybe I could get involved. Yeah, today's a great day. And today has been one of those days where it's just straight synchronicity, you know what I mean? It's like God shining down on you, being like, hey, hey, I got you. I'm up here. You're down there. I always, you know, I just caught myself right there. You know, we always tend to think, and we're always like all about the whole, hold on one sec. We are all about, let's see which side does more. Check one, two. Check one, two. I guess the microphone's on both sides with the plastic casing. I should open this thing up and take a look. But yeah, I had, I get in the car. I got the pack. I have my school bag. I got the hat. I got the shirt. I got the shorts. And I got sneakers that I keep in my trunk. Because it gets muddy out here. And I do quite love when I'm able to, you know. Hey, how are you? I like when I'm able to walk through the mud when everyone's like tiptoeing around and I'm just barreling right on through, you know what I'm saying? It's good times. Let's see. Yeah. Let's talk about this. Oh! Synchronicity, right? Okay, so talk about like how weird the world works. Let me rephrase. Let's talk about how God sometimes puts things together almost for you to find, like, it's a, you know, a treasure hunt. But sometimes, like, you're not even on the hunt. You're just, if you're present and you're aware of what's happening, it just takes shape. It takes form. You know what I mean? It's like, what? All right, so this person I work with, right? She's great. I enjoy her conversations. I heard her speaking in the hallway. She said she was going down to Mexico. Viva la Mexico. And, I had been there before. And, I just was curious, you know, where she was going. She told me she was going to the Riviera de Maya and down there near the Yucatan Peninsula. And I was like, hey, guess what? I was there years ago with my wife before we had kids. And we'd start chatting. And what did I say? Oh, yeah, I told her. I was like, hey, you know what's crazy about that place? When I went to Jamaica for my honeymoon, I just couldn't get drunk for some reason. Like, I don't know. It was just, I was so close to the equator. I don't know, man. I was a different body back then. I was pretty heavy. I smoked cigarettes. But I remember, like, being in Jamaica and being like, man, I can't get, like, Blitzkrieg. Is it because they watered down, like, all the liquors? And then I realized, no, it's not. It wasn't that. It was something else entirely. It was just, you know what I mean, like, me being a buffoon. So I get to Mexico, right? And when I get to Mexico, hey, how are you? The first things first is when I get to Mexico, I say to myself, I'm going to get drunk. I tell my wife, too, I'm going to get drunk. This is day one. And I remember they had this pool bar, right? So it was one of these things where you could be sitting next to somebody and this dude could be taking a piss right there. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's weird, right? But, yeah, I sat down at that bar and I ordered, you know, like an idiot. I didn't order, like, the premium stuff. I went straight for what a 34-year-old man would do. And that was Cuervo. Bad idea. So I start to drink. I definitely get a buzz because I'm realizing that I'm just now, like, I wouldn't even get out of my stool seat at that, you know, underwater bar there. I would just kind of, like, let go and fall back into the pool. I was smashed, you know. I was so smashed that, like, we lost the keys. No, excuse me, we wouldn't lose the keys of the door. Actually, our key wouldn't work. And then I'm outside the door drunk. I'm also outside the door drunk with a terrible case of chafe. If the fellas are out there with the big legs, you know what I'm talking about. You get all hot, you get a little chafe going on, it ain't no good, dude. Got in a fight with a wife, felt like an idiot, dude, you know. I was smashed. Then the next day, I had a monkey chase me. It was fun. But, yeah, so my coworkers tell me, yeah, she's going down there. I told her the story, right? Same day, I come home. And my wife, she has not mentioned anything about this at all. She comes up and she hands me a packet. And I haven't felt a packet, seen a packet like this in a long time. It's a packet of photographs. Like you would get down there at Ritz Camera, 1 hour photo. And to my wondering eyes, I couldn't believe it. What was it? It was the underwater camera that we took to our Mexico trip. And in that, there was a photo of my wife and I, which will be the cover for this podcast so you can see it. I just did that in real time, huh? Producing. And I just thought, my God, like when she handed me the packet, I was just like, oh my God. This is just too much of a coincidence, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, I put two and two together and we solved, like, you know, some of the world's greatest riddles or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, for me, it felt special, you know? Because it was like, oh yeah, that was a great time. And I went and I told my coworker, you know, about the photographs, and she cried, you know. It was awesome. So happy to find that. And it also made me miss photographs, dude. Like, you know, like my phone isn't photos. Something too about photo grain. You can't get that photo grain unless you use a filter, and then everybody knows you got the filter. But photographs, you know, like, God, they meant so much to me back in the day. And to be quite honest, if the, you know, revolution, dawn of the digital age and the digital camera never happened, I'd still be at Ritz Camera, man. I'd still be somewhere in a dark room too, probably doing stuff, because I loved taking photos. And the thing that's whack now about it is, like, well, I get it still with a video camera, but, like, you know, I could be filming something with a phone and everybody just whatever. But, like, back in the day, if you were walking around with, like, a, you know, anything that looked like a cinematic camera, it was a big deal. You were just as big as the celebrity back in the day if you had something from, you know, Ports of the World. So all that nostalgia, you know, it brings about lots of stuff. Found a sleeve of Downtown Harvest Golden Dragon CDs that I thought I misplaced, but they're back. You want a CD, hit me up. I'll give you one for free. But I start thinking about, you know, being 44 and how am I, you know, I probably didn't air any of those podcasts, but this may not even air either. But I mean, I was talking recently about, like, how fast age jumps up on you like that. Like, I'm 44, I have a wife, I have a kid, I'm in a good spot, you know what I mean? I'm in the holding tank of the midpoint of the script, page 45 coming up, you know? It's good stuff, you know? I mean, some of my friends, you know, they don't have the family structure, but they also have things in place that they're living their lives out, and they're doing good, so God bless them all, you know? I really would have loved to have been a parent, God, in the non-digital age. That's all. start thinking about music, start thinking about, you know, why I play bass guitar. And the reason I play bass guitar is because I was invited into this band when I was 19 years old. When I was invited into the band, they said we need not a rhythm guitar player, which that's what I currently did at that time. But they wanted, what did they say to me? They wanted a bass player. So I knew one person, and this person was Brian Letterman. I've done several Brian Letterman birthday casts. He's a dear friend that we all lost back in the year 2013, I believe. Stuck at math. He had a bass, and he let me borrow it for, you know, 30 years. 25, you know, but whatever. He never asked for it back. I got good at it. I was in the band. And the thing that's kind of sad about that is, like, two members of that band I no longer speak to. Two members of that band. Two members of that band had a nervous breakdown. Or, you know, I don't like to say nervous breakdown, you know, because it implies a certain type of break, you know. So I'm just going to say they had a break, you know, and, like, really, like, if you have loved ones in your life that suffer from mental health issues, you know what I'm talking about, man. I love this guy. I still do. But for my own sanctity, I decided to, like, you know, keep a distance, you know? Like, he lost his mind and, like, he kind of blamed it. Here I go again. Kind of. Don't say that, Bob. He blamed it on me, you know? He took out a lot of his aggressions on me. Not physically, but berating through, you know, early day technology text messages, you know, which were just as frightening, you know, like, even good text messages back then were exciting. People don't even, like, think that no more, dude. Sorry for the tange, but listen, I remember being mocked by Downtown Harvest because I used text back in 2004. Now you guys don't even want to pick up the phone, you jerks. You just want to text. So yeah, he lost his mind. He blamed it on me. And I had a real hard time with that because I was a young man, you know. I didn't fully grasp what's going on when somebody has a break like that. I didn't know how to process those thoughts. I didn't know how to live in that world of, you know, it just, it sucked, you know. And then after that, the band broke up. They did go on to get some mental health assistance, you know, and they're doing well, you know. I actually came across and saw a photograph recently, and it warmed my heart to see that, you know, he's got a great family. So, you know, God bless him, and may God continue to help him along his journey. Then the odd thing, folks, is, you know, this is something usually that I would, you know, it's actually good for me to talk about because it scares me, you know, like the drummer of the band, who was close in age to me and was what I would consider a best friend, you know, like, he too later in life had a break, and when he had the break, he just didn't bounce back right, you know what I mean, like, at all. He retreated, and when he retreated, he moved into the woods, which is odd because I'm in the woods. Bill's Mills, though, if you heard that car, check it. But, you know, the thing that sucked was, like, he wasn't well when he went away. And the interactions between him and I got real, real serious, you know. And I was scared, man. I was just like, you know, this is like 7 years ago. So I'm like a brand new dad. I have a lot to lose, you know. And the situation's never resolved, you know. They still hold these ill feelings towards me. And, like, you know, before I got help, before I went to therapy, and before, I think I needed some of those meds. I'm not on the meds no more like that, you know, the SSRIs or SNRIs, but I needed a Lexapro, like, checkup, you know what I mean? Like, Lexapro saved my life in many ways, dude. Like, because, like, every day would just feel so unbalanced, so just, what trouble's coming down the pike next, you know? And then when I got on Lexapro and learned, oh my God, I don't have to live life like this. I could just chill. And then I started applying those aesthetics of how I felt towards, you know, or bringing up these things in therapy and then applying the things that I learned in therapy in real life. And once I started doing that, man, everything got better, you know, to the point where, you know, I was no longer like looking down the pike for trouble. You know what I mean? And that was a blessing, you know? But I did realize, because I brought it up in therapy, you know, and I was like, why has this happened to me all the time, you know? And I hope that it's true, you know. The therapist said to me, it's because you have inner light, you know. And one of the things I learned when I was a teacher at the Plymouth Meeting Friends School is that we all possess the inner light. And it's what we choose to do with it that matters, you know. So God bless him too, you know. God bless his health, his mental health, Lord, and just deliver him from anything that could be harmful for him or I, you know. Amen. You know, I'm sharing that with you guys because, you know, it was on my, you know, you never like have a, you know, the weather's great, the song's popping on the freaking stereo, you know, in the car, the windows are down, you're not wearing your hair up because you're rebelling at work. And, you know, you're feeling like life, and then something bad comes around, and you're like, oh, hey, how are you? Hey, buddy. And that's the worst, man, is when they come down on you, you know? But yeah, just, sorry, a dog really lost my train of thought there. Listen, man, when you have somebody you love in your life, too, and they're going through some mental hurdles, just because you're not in their lives doesn't mean you still can't love them and still can't care for them. You know what I mean? Like, that's something also, too, I learned in therapy. I used to think that if I wasn't in people's lives, it was like I was abandoning them because I myself had abandonment issues and, you know, intimacy issues, parental issues, you name it, dude. But I worked through those things. Am I 100% cured? No, dude, not at all. But I do believe firmly that if you don't stick to it, it's just like playing the bass. It's just like being a rapper. It's just like being a baseball player. You got to practice, dude. You know? And the word practice, forget that. You got to ruminate through these things and you got to live it, you know? I was so prepared. I'm in this play on Good Friday at Storehouse. I play the rich young ruler. And I'd love for you to come. Check it out. It's a standing type of event where it's in the round, but you're the round. The audience is the middle and we move around you and interact. And I'm excited about it because, God, I really got into the role. I showed up last Sunday to the church thinking we had rehearsal. I had all the lines in my head. There's no practice. It's this Sunday, actually. So I'm looking forward to that. And, yeah, I'm very excited to act. You know, I really am enjoying it. I never got a chance to do it seriously because I was a musician, but you know, there's things in life that you gotta just do, you know what I mean? You don't have to be like, well, I'm too old for that, because I've been sitting there thinking to myself for the last couple of weeks, I'm too old, man, I aged out of going to look for another job, you know what I mean? There ain't no way I can just, like, start over again, you know? And those feelings are scary, man. Those feelings are frightening, but at the same time, it's like, dude, you gotta be free in your mind, and I think I do a kick-ass job at that, you know? You ever been somewhere you don't like, but in your mind, you know, it's not like I mean, yeah, I can envision this place any day of the week, you know. I have so many memories of Valley Green, so many memories of, like, podcasts out here, learning stuff on podcasts. Right when I started therapy in the year 2020, like, a few podcasts really got me. One, Jake Ducey, then I listened to enough that I realized, man, he's so stoned, he just keeps repeating himself. But there is some great stuff there. And then there's, what was the one? Man, I remember being out here and just being hooked on it. What's the name of it? Alberta Brooks? I forget. Anyway, dude, getting educated in the woods, it's good stuff. You know what I mean? While also exercising. It's all part of the mind-body, you know? So I walk up to the trail, I'm getting ready to podcast today, right, and somebody comes up, says hello to me, and her name's Carly, and she's like, you don't remember me, and I'm like, we've met before. I know. I feel like you're, you know, your vibe's familiar. And she was like, yeah, yeah, you talked to me once before in the same spot. And I was like, did we podcast together? Because some people have been on the show, you know? But actually, you know what, dude? No. And it is, I mean, look, I'll be straight with you. I've only approached dudes to be on the show. I just don't want to come off as creepy. Carly almost did it today, but she's very shy. But Carly was out there also doing the same thing I'm doing, you know, like connecting with nature. We sat, we talked, you know, we talked about mindfulness. We talked about how she wants to start her own therapy council out here in the woods. I was like, hey, I got a therapist, but I'd definitely come for a session, you know what I mean? Because I would love to have therapy out here. Like, your thoughts are free, you know, the air is free, you know, and like you can be free too. And like, there's truly something to be said about that, you know, as my good friend Chris Wood would say back in the day. Chris Wood was the drummer for Downtown Harvest, and I swear to God, anything that was subpar good, he'd be like, there's truly something to be said about that. Miss playing in Downtown Harvest, I mean, once I left all those bands, when I left the band where both of the members kind of went berserker on me, I was greeted by the greatest musical endeavor I guess I'll ever do in my life. There, I did it again. Let me start over. The greatest music endeavor in my life, which was Downtown Harvest. And hey, you know, it was a lot of positivity. It was a lot of dancing too, right off the bat. The music was funky. The music was, you know, R&B. But it was just a good time all throughout. And God, I miss it, dude. I miss it because, like, I was really good at bringing people together, and I feel so bad about not being good at it no more. It's not even being good at it, Bob. It's just that I don't feel, like, motivated to do that no more because, like, the juggernaut of, like, performing live music, right? You know, you got to get butts in seats, right? But somewhere along the way, I realized that, like, it was actually more than just the butts in the seats. It was the community, you know? And, like, these shows we did back in the day, like, they feel like dreams, to be honest with you now, because it's just, like, everybody was present, you know? Not a cell phone in sight. The living room in the General Lafayette Inn, a building built, what, 253, almost, who knows how old that building is. I've lost touch with it since it's no longer open. But we would rip through those sets, man, and people were alive in that room. If you're somebody who was in that room, I want you to say, yip, yip, right now. You know what I mean? Because that's you, baby. You put that energy out there for us all to suck up and then throw back at you. You know what I mean? And I miss that, you know? Like, what do we got now? Birthday parties for the kids? It's good for the kids, you know what I mean? But, like, for us adults, I was, you know, passing a couple my age the other day, and I just saw that look. And I have that look, too, sometimes, man. Of, you got your life, and you got the parenting, you got the job. It's a lot going on, bro, you know? Got a lot of shit on your plate, you know? And it's like, how well do you clean up? You know what I mean? How well do you respect yourself, too, and allow yourself the grace to have time like this? Like, I come here, I hike, I get my shit together, you know what I mean? You got to do that, you know what I mean? Especially if you're a parent, because you owe it to your kid to be at your best, you know? Sometimes I'd be at my worst, dude, like, just at my worst. I felt so bad, you know? Like, I try to lose the empathy monster in therapy. It ain't going nowhere, man. It's part of me, you know what I mean? Like, I used to, like, tell my therapist I wish I could just turn off the feelings meter, you know? But now, as I got older and realized that, yes, I am in this, like, holding pattern, there's things to look forward to. And being no longer tethered by time, because we all get old, you know what I mean? And that's just how it goes.
Right.
I can't wait to be a grandparent, dude, because I hear it's awesome. They show up, they leave. But, yeah, I hope that my son has really, really big family. I'm praying for that. And I'm praying that, like, you know, there'll be a way for us all still to be together to see it, you know? It sucks time, you know? My parents are 76. I just, you know, we didn't speak for 2 years, you know what I mean? And, you know, therapy, bunch of things, man, you know? My cousin Carl passed away and I never got a chance to see him. I made a promise to Carl that I would do my best as a human being and also as a follower of Yeshua Ansari to forgive and reunite with my folks. And now, without going into details, let's just say my dad and I set off the fire alarms the other night together. And when the fire truck showed up, because he couldn't remember the code, We were drenched in laughter. So yeah, man, synchronicity, things that are showing you that the universe is parlaying in your favor, you know what I mean? You got to be aware of that, you know? And if you're not aware of it, start looking, man. Maybe you got 4:44 p.m., 3:33 p.m., 11:11 p.m., a.m., whatever. I always got 4:44 p.m., nonstop. Follows me around. It's a reminder to get it together, you know? Get yourself together, Bobby. I talk for a long time, but I do feel pretty good about myself because I truly believe that the best thing you can do in life, dude, is to see someone. You know, this guy just ran by me, but I couldn't see him because he was, but I'm saying, like, if somebody walks by me on the trail, man, I say hello. You've seen me do it. I've asked for you to do it too as a homework assignment. Try it out. It's awesome, you know? Even if it's somebody who doesn't, you know, wave back. There's a part of me that does believe that the whole thing. Yeah, I did it again right at the end too. I believe the whole thing's connected. We're connected. It's why you listen. It's why I come out here. It's why I talk into, you know, microphones, or in this case, old school headphones that are outdated that are still the shit. So, in closing thoughts, be kind. In this case, don't rewind. Just keep being kind. Keep it going. You know what I mean? Keep the vibes strong. And you'll see a change in your life if you're somebody who's asking for it. With that being said, my name is Bobby, and this has been another episode of The Bobcast.